The hair follicle drug test is becoming a more popular option than saliva and urine tests because it can detect drug metabolites even when taken months ago. Hence, the common question, how can you beat a hair follicle drug test? There are many ways to do so and particular do's and don'ts to consider prior to undergoing the test. What is a hair drug test? Understanding the nature of the test will help you beat it, and even if you are not a drugs of abuse user, the knowledge gained will help you stay comfortable during the test and while awaiting the results. Aptly named, a hair drug test helps determine if the person uses drugs of abuse and misuses prescription meds through a hair sample. What can a hair drug test detect? The hair drug test is usually requested to check for the presence of amphetamines, MDMA, ecstasy, methamphetamine, MDEA, EVE, opiates, morphine, codeine, 6-acetylmorphine, heroin, marijuana, THC, phencyclidine, PCP, cocaine. How hair drug test works. To understand how the laboratory test works, below is a detailed discussion of its main principle and procedure. Main principle. As with anything that goes inside your body, the byproducts reach the different organs through the bloodstream. In terms of drugs or medicines, the metabolites bind to the tissue and cells around the hair roots. After some time, they reach and get trapped into the hair follicle and then the strands. The testing process. Different laboratories might have different protocols, but generally, a trained collector will obtain 100 grams of hair, about 90 to 120 strands. They would collect from various areas to ensure there won't be bald spots. If the sample is collected in your workplace, the collector places it in a piece of foil or envelope and then seals and labels it. In the lab, the hair gets tested using a rapid screening procedure known as ELISA, enzyme-linked immunoabsorbent assay. For positive samples, they get retested using a tandem chromatography mass spectrophotometry test to rule out possible false positives usually caused by prescription opioid painkillers.